would be exactly the same?
Depending on who we're talking about.
Okay. Well, it's, what would be the difference? Any kind of difference at all?
I think a flying dinner would be made out of wood.
Yeah. And a merry-go-round?
Be made out of metal.
Okay. All right, and something that you might use on your hair, you might use either a comb or a
brush.
Mm-hmm. And the verb, you say you go into what you
brush hair. My hair.
Right. Have you ever seen these long leather things that men who had straight razors sharpened them on?
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, the thing that's made out of leather that you sharpen a straight razor on?
Well, I don't know the name for it.
Okay. If you had to say it, how would you say STROP?
Strop.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
And this is something, say you might fire a shell in a shotgun. What would you call the thing that you fire in a pistol or a rifle?
Bullet.
Okay. Is any other word for it? Okay, the word I'm looking for begins with letter C.
Cartridge.
Yeah, okay. Have you ever heard of anything, getting back to something that a child might play on, a flexible board that he could jump up and down on in the middle?
No.
Never heard of a juggling board?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. What would you call something that you would use in yard work that's got two long handles to it and one wheel down front?
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. And this is something that you might sharpen a knife on. It's a stone or rock about the size of your hand.
Mm-hmm. You mean a piece of granite?
Could be, yeah.
It's rock.
Okay. Ever heard whetstone or wet rock?
Yeah. Whetstone.
Okay, and this is a bigger one that you can turn around with a handle and maybe sharpen an axe on it.
Grinding stone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that vehicle that I drove up in, what would you normally?
Car.
Car. Okay. Let's say if the car got a squeak in it, I might take it to the filling station, tell the man to put it up on the rack and do what to it?
Grease it.
Yeah, and the past of that, you'd say yesterday
he greased it.
Right. And if he got it all over his hands, you'd say his hands were
greasy.
Mm-hmm. And since I got it at the filling station, I might tell him to go ahead and look up under the hood and check the
oil.
Okay. What about this fuel that people used to burn in lamps before they had electricity?
Alcohol.
Okay, anything besides that?
Kerosene.
Okay. Have you heard another name for that?
Name it.
Coal oil?
Yeah, coal oil, all right.
Okay. What about a makeshift lamp, or one that you'd make for temporary light that you could take, you know, just a bottle, put some kerosene in it, and something for a wick, maybe a piece of cloth? Now, would you ever call anything like that a torch or a flambeau?
Well, yeah, it would be a torch. Yeah, I would call it a torch, but no, not a flambeau.
Not a flambeau.
Yeah. Flambeau seems to... Oh, that's flamboyant, okay.
Mm. Okay.
It's some food. It's some kind of food. They call it something flambeau.
Hmm.
Something like that. Some kind of French food, I believe.
Not enough of a chef to know what it is. Okay. The inside part of a tire that inflates, you call that the inner